It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Still ahead, we'll take a closer look at a 6-year plan to expand services to domestic abuse victims here in Wisconsin.
First, by now you've probably seen hundreds of people dump ice-cold buckets of water on their heads as part of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. The challenge was created by the ALS Association to spread awareness and raise money for research on the disease, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
The idea is that each person nominated for the challenge films him or herself dumping a bucket of ice water on their head. They nominate 3 other people to do it, and then they put the film up on social media. To opt out of the cold soaking, the alternative, donate $100 to the ALS Association. A lot of people are doing both, the ice water challenge and the donation.
The tactic for spreading awareness and raising money is new in the world of social media, and it's become a sensation with celebrities, politicians, and friends from around the world joining in. Notables have ranged from Bill Gates and Kermit the Frog to Governor Scott Walker and Democratic challenger Mary Burke.
The association announced that since the launch of the challenge a month ago, they raised close to $95 million. While their challenge has been a success by many measures, some are criticizing the campaign as obscuring the real reasons to donate money to a charity. Scott Gilmore recently wrote the piece, Why the Ice Bucket Challenge is Bad for You. He's here with us now to talk about it. Scott is the CEO of Building Markets, a nonprofit that invests in entrepreneurs in developing countries. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
So what is wrong with the Ice Bucket Challenge? How does it steer us in the wrong direction?
Well, the Ice Bucket Challenge is a brilliant way to raise money, but it's a horrible reason to donate it. When people decide that they're going to spend their finite amount of resources on a charity, they have to ask themselves why they're doing it and what's the best way for them to spend that money. And just because there's a viral video is not a good reason to do so.
Well, is this, do you think, taking away from money that might have been donated somewhere else, or is it getting people to donate a little more than they might have in the entirety of their annual giving?
You know, that's a really good question to ask. The short answer is we don't know. There is some evidence to suggest that when you have viral campaigns like this, that at least 50% of the money would have gone to other donors. And so on a campaign of this scale, where it's now $95 million or probably over $100 million, that's a lot of money that may have gone to other charities that may have helped more people.
So you want us to think about giving in a different way, not latching on to a fun campaign, whatever it may be for, but thinking it through a little more. How do we set our priorities in our, as you say, finite giving dollars?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is you have to figure out what's important for yourself, and then you have to ask yourself 3 questions. So to begin with, you say, am I interested in culture? Do I want to support health? Is it animals? Once you've picked your cause, then the 3 questions you have to ask yourself is, where is the greatest need? So, for example, if you say you want to help people, is it on medical research or is it on disease prevention? Then the second question you ask yourself is, where can my money have the greatest influence? Is there a particular charity that is doing amazing things and desperately needs money, or is there a particular issue that I can support? And then the third question you ask yourself is, where's the most urgent need in this cause? So, for example, if there's a humanitarian crisis, frequently they need donor money right away, and that's something to take into consideration.
Now, when you look at ALS in the piece you wrote, you're not saying, you know, it's not a worthy cause, it's not worthy of some charity funding. What you are saying is that if we weighed our donations in this way, the ALS might not jump to the top of our list. We might put our money elsewhere.
Exactly. You know, I think the ALS is a horrible disease, and I think the ALS organization should be commended for how effective they've been in bringing attention to it. What I'm criticizing is the donors. You know, we need to put more thought into where we spend our money. Right now, we take more time to consider where we're going to order takeout than where we're going to make a donation.
So how do we start doing that? How do we change our mindset of as donors, large scale or small?
Think of it as an investment. You know, when you invest money, you don't just immediately give it to whoever's knocking on your front door. You think about, what do I want to change? What impact do I want to have with my investment? And that's the exact same thing we should do with donations. So, you know, just do a little bit of research. Google the issue. Take a look at the charity's website. Read their annual report. It sounds like a lot of work, but it's not. It takes a couple of minutes, and it's so important. And I think once you do that, once your listeners do that, not only will they realize that they're having a bigger impact with their money, but they'll end up doing a lot more donating.
On the particular point of donating our money where it's effective, it seems like that might be one of the hardest things to weigh. Is it the most effective to donate, if we're interested in the medical issue, to the group doing research in a cure or research on prevention or a local group or a national group? How do you sort out how your money has an impact?
You know, there's no short answer on that. It depends on the issue. So, for example, take malaria. Right now, there actually has been quite a bit of money spent on researching a vaccine for malaria, and one's about to be tested. And so donating that might not be the best thing, but donating to prevention of malaria, that might make more sense. The answer is going to be different for every issue and for every charity, and so I would just encourage your listeners, do some investigating. Find out how much they spend on overhead. Where do they operate? How much are they spending on raising money, and how much are they spending on the things that they claim to actually do?
Well, there's something clearly powerful here. Social media has a lot of people donating money to this one particular cause, the ALS research. Is there a way to use social media to provoke the maybe more thoughtful process that you're thinking about?
Well, I would hope so. And in fact, the conversation that's now taking place about the Ice Bucket Challenge is an example of that. There is a lot of debate that's now happening in the last few days that wasn't happening a week ago about these very issues. A lot of people are talking about and asking the exact same questions. And so if it started a conversation about ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge has also started a conversation about the effectiveness of how we support charities.
You know, the social media is the new thing. It used to be, you know, when a cause landed a big celebrity, that could draw a lot of attention, maybe a lot of donations. Is there a way we can take the heat off of the organizations doing the work themselves so that they don't have to worry so much about coming up with the next celebrity or the next marketing trick that they depend on to raise their money?
I would hope so. You know, one of the messages I'm trying to get across to people is that if it takes a viral video or if it takes a silly mustache or some other gimmick to get you to open up your wallet and make a donation, then you should be a little bit ashamed of yourselves. I mean, we all have a responsibility to contribute to our society and contribute to our community through charitable acts, and whether it's through volunteering or through money, and you shouldn't have to be given a gimmick or a fad to encourage you to do that.
So I read through some of the reactions, the comments in your initial piece, people upset, making it out as though you were criticizing the work of this charity on the one hand. At worst, at best, you're kind of a buzzkill a little bit. How do you respond to the responses you've gotten?
Well, my article had an overwhelming response. I think it's had over a million readers so far. And the majority of them, I think, are supportive. But those that are opposed to my view are very, very emotional about it. I mean, oftentimes, they know people who've suffered from ALS, for example. And I can understand where that emotion comes from. But, you know, I'm not criticizing the charity, and I'm not suggesting ALS necessarily is an unworthy cause. I'm criticizing ourselves and saying we need to think more about how we do it. And one point that's been raised by a lot of people is that if I had a family member, God forbid, who had ALS, that I would probably be singing a different tune. And I think that's absolutely right. And I think that's a valid reason to give to any charity. Is it because it matters to you personally or matters to the people you love? But for most of us, we need to think about what we're trying to do. ALS is a rare disease. Thankfully, it's only going to affect very few of us in North America. But there are other diseases like heart disease and cancer, which affect millions of people. And we can't forget those. And we have to think about where are we going to have the greatest impact for society.
All in all, though, Ice Bucket Challenge or no, you're hoping people become more philanthropical as we move ahead.
I'm hoping. You know, one of the great things about the social media explosion over the last decade is that people are much, much more aware of the suffering of others, whether it's ALS sufferers in their own neighborhood or the suffering of, you know, black or African kids in countries like Nigeria. So it makes us more empathetic, and it makes us realize all the challenges they're facing in the world, and hopefully that'll lead us to more donations.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
That was Scott Gilmore. He's CEO of Building Markets. He's been talking about what to consider when we donate to a charity.